There's no I in team, but there is one in Indeed, and that's the hiring platform that you need to build yours. When you're hiring, you need Indeed. Instead of spending hours on multiple job sites searching for candidates with the right skills, Indeed's a powerful hiring platform that can help you do it all. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it makes hiring all in one place so easy because Indeed does the hard work for you. They show you the candidates whose resumes on Indeed fit your description immediately after you post so you can hire faster. Join more than 3 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Start hiring now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Offer good for a limited time. Claim your $75 credit now at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. And support the show by saying that you heard it on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Welcome back, everybody, to another edition of MLB DFS Quick Hit for Tuesday, September 26th edition. We have a loaded 15-game slate to tackle today. Hope everybody's Monday was a good Monday, as the pitching was what we thought that would be. Yeah, Nola was good. Everybody else that I matched him with didn't do diddly. Bats are good. Bats are pretty good all over across the board. Depending on which ones you use, but there's definite good stuff thrown out that direction. We'll attack it again today. Again, pitching's kind of one of those. We'll see. Obviously, a little better with 15 games, but not great by any means. So let's get at your totals on the day. Baltimore at Pittsburgh, 8.5. Rays at Yankees, 8.5. Nationals, Phillies, 9. Braves, Mets, 8.5. Twins, Indians, 9.5. Blue Jays, Red Sox, 8. Reds, Brewers, 9.5. Astros, Rangers, 9.5. Angels, White Sox, 9.5. Cubs, Cardinals, 8. Tigers, Royals, 10. Marlins, Rockies, 11.5. Giants, D-backs, 9. Mariners, A's, 8.5. Padres, Dodgers, 7.5. So 4, 9.5s, a 10, and an 11.5 in Coors to attack today. Weather looks pretty good across the board. Light winds blowing in and out. Nothing too crazy yet. Maybe it changes. And not really any rain in the forecast. So keep an eye on whoever you follow for your weather. If something changes, they will let you know. Now we're going to attack this slate in a couple ways here. I'm going to just have a main core of pitchers, then I'll mention a couple more. But my top guy is the top price, 13-4, Chris Sale at home against the Toronto Blue Jays. Red Sox are trying to clinch the AL East still. They're fighting with the Yankees for that position. Chris Sale coming off a 45.6-point performance at Baltimore. He had 3 starts against Toronto this year, 22 innings pitched, 0 earned runs, 35 strikeouts in those 22 innings. He's averaging 39.5 DraftKings points per start against Toronto. Filthy. Last time out was on the 29th at Toronto, 7 innings, 3 hits, no earned, 11 Ks for 40 DraftKings points. Been pure filth versus Toronto. I'll go to battle again today if you want to go against him. You look at guys like Teoscar Hernandez cheap. You can get Donaldson cheap tonight. Pierce, Pilar, stuff like that. But I'm going Chris Sale at 13-4. There's 2 more high-priced guys. I don't think I'm going to use them. But if you want to, I have no problem with Robbie Ray. He's better on the road than at home, and he's at home tonight. Facing a Giants team, he's averaging 26.3 points a game against in 3 starts, where he struck out 24 in 19 and a third innings while giving up 4 earned runs. Just beware, it could be a little different for you tonight. You don't know. He should go the distance in his last good start before the playoffs, but just be careful with that. As he does give up some hard contact to righties, he's in a great matchup, but we've been saying that with the D-backs pitchers, and they're frustrating as frustrating can be. Good spot, tough ballpark, but Ray at 12-3 could be in play. And no Gio Gonzalez for me. He's been good, but I just can't do it in that ballpark with a lot of right-handed bats with power, and righties have hit him with a ton of power this year. So Chris Sale at 13-4 is pretty much where I'm going up top. Robbie Ray, if you need to, second. Now he dropped down in the 9s. You can look at Alex Wood at 97. I want to bring him up only for the fact he's a really good pitcher. He's facing a team that he strikes out a ton, and he's had really good success against this year. He's averaging 16 points a game against him. But you got to remember, he's not going deep. He's going 5-6 innings. He's throwing you 80 to 90 pitches at the most. You don't know how far he's going to get you. So if you want to take that gamble, knock yourself out, it could be great. I'm going to look elsewhere. I'm going to start my bidding with Kevin Gausman at $8,200 with the caveat, if you've been listening, is Caleb Joseph catching? If his boy Caleb Joseph's catching, we go to battle. Coming off an 8 innings, 3 hits, no earned, 7K performance against the Red Sox for 29.6 starts, 6 or more Ks in 3 of his last 4, 25 or more points in those 3 starts, 24 points or more in those 3 starts. He faced Pittsburgh once this year, 6 2/3, 4 earned, 5 Ks for 11.6 points. A lot of these things were before he figured his stuff out. Caleb Joseph has to be pitching or catching. Just keep in mind, though, that the Pirates don't strike out a ton, but they will strike out a little bit, especially if Gausman's on. Plus, great ballpark shift from Camden Yards to PNC. So Gausman at 82 in play with the caveat that Joseph behind the dish. You can look at a guy like Jake Arrieta at $7,800 at the St. Louis Cardinals. The only hiccup, it's similar to Wood, but you're saving, what, $1,600, is he hasn't been going deep. Five to six innings in his starts. He gets you about 95 to 100 pitches. He's been great, not giving up many runs. Strikeouts have been there for the most part, not his last couple games. Facing a Cardinals team that strikes out almost 22% of the time to his 23%. Been very, very good, and the Cubs are trying to clinch it. Their magic number is 1. So they're going to be going for it. Arrieta at 78 could be in play for you, but there is a risk involved with the innings pitched in that one, so just keep that in mind. I prefer Gausman over Arrieta. James Paxton's out there at $7,600. Look, his velocity was definitely back his last time out. Only went 3 2/3, though. Gave up 2 earned, 4 Ks for 8.7 points. He's slowly building up the pitch count. Got to 73 this last time out. He's $7,600 at the Oakland A's, which is a really good matchup. They do have power. No sugarcoating that. They do strike out almost 25% of the time versus left-handed pitching. And we know Paxton, when he's on, is great. We haven't seen him been on since he's returned from the DL. That's your first hiccup. Your second one, you still don't know how – they haven't justified how far he's going yet. Sure, he got to the 73 pitch mark. They said around 75 his last time out. We'd assume he's going to go 85 to 90. Is that enough for you at $7,600? If it is, it's a very, very intriguing play. If you want something a little more stable, you look to Gausman, you look to Sale, or we look elsewhere. This is the problem with this time of year. Teams have clinched, so they're not going deep. Bad lineups, guys trying to fix themselves from injuries to get right before next season like Paxton. Little things like this that you don't know exactly what's going to happen. There could be really, really short leashes that they haven't even told us about. So Paxton is in a great spot. If he goes 90-plus pitches, $7,600 could be extreme value in that matchup. Just depends if you want to take the gamble or not. Maybe stuff comes out as the day goes on that we can find out and be good to go from there. Your last guy in this 7K range. Now, this guy's got a little more stability, but it's a massive gamble. But I do like the gamble. Is Denelson Lamet at $7,200 against the Dodgers? He's faced the Dodgers once this year in 6 innings, 1 earned, 10 strikeouts for 26 and a third innings pitched. Been a little better at home than on the road, but still very good pitchers. Last home start was at Minnesota for 17.3 DraftKings points. His Dodgers start was on the 1st of September, so 3 starts, 4 starts ago, something like that. Prior to the Minnesota start at Miami, 17.3. At Cincinnati, 13.1. At Pittsburgh, 23.8. He's pitched really, really well the last couple months. Phenomenal versus right-handed bats. The Dodgers have a decent amount of them, but they still have like Bellinger. They can throw Seager, but Seager's really hurt. He can, of course, run into one, but I don't really count him as much anymore. But it's like Utley, Gonzalez, Jock Peterson, stuff like that. That's not like crazy, crazy good. Grandal, guys that can run into stuff, but doesn't terrify you. But still a very good lineup. And Denelson facing the Dodgers team strikes out almost 23% of the time. Denelson striking out almost 29%. The walk rate still extremely high, which is always worrisome. But 4.50 totals, middle of the slate. Lefties, like I said, 363, but righties only 236. So if you hope, they blew up yesterday against Travis Wood, but that's Travis Wood. As a whole, the Dodgers offense has been rather cold, rather cold. So Lamet at 72 is a GPP play only. Pretty good upside. but a pretty good downside as well, because you don't know if the Dodgers show up. Just check lineups. They might rest some guys. You never know. But Lamet at 72 could be a very nice play. So in your 7K ranges, I'm looking Gausman 1, Lamet 2, Arrieta 3, and then keeping an eye on Paxton, because it could be interesting if we hear something good there. When you go below the sevens, it gets even more interesting. You look at a guy like Jordan Montgomery of the Yankees. Talk about short leashes. If he struggles, the leash is extremely, extremely short. He's been better at home than on the road this year. He's faced Tampa twice this year, and they've gotten to him. So it's something to think about. They strike out a ton against him, but they also get they've gotten theirs against him. They have tons of power, and they can use it against lefties. But still, the big thing you look at is that strikeout total. And when they're facing lefties, they strike out at 26% of the time, which is very, very, very good. When you look at the Tampa Bay Rays also, team total of 416. It's like the eighth lowest on the slate. Lefties 305, righties 302 versus Montgomery. So it's an intriguing play. Leash is short, but if he's pitching well, he's going to give you about six solid innings of good strikeouts. And at a $6,800 price tag, could be very, very good. The other thing to keep an eye on, this was Luis Severino's spot. And he got injured in over the weekend in batting practice or something like that. And he still may make the start. It's not official. He's out. He's 11,600. If he is in the lineup, that is a great play against kind of fade off the Chris Sale bandwagon of prices. I love Severino if he gets in the lineup. Still don't mind Montgomery. Just keep an eye on that. $6,800, good value there. But Severino also allows you to get in some options outside of Sale at that higher price range. After Montgomery, we drop down to Mr. Blake Snell at the Yankees. $6,300. Snell has looked very, very, very good this year. In three starts versus the Yankees, averaging 12 points per start. I'd almost take that. I prefer more, but I'd take it in these matchups. But lately, 26-8. Against the Yankees, 5 innings, 2 hits, 1 earned, 5 Ks for 16-9. He had a hiccup against Minnesota, 16-8 at the White Sox, 21-6 at the Cardinals, 33-4, 12-7, 16-7. Kid's been very, very good since coming back from the minors and tweaking some things. Facing the Yankees, a strikeout 22% of the time versus lefties. Walks are still a massive concern with the Snell, man. But a 4-3-4 total, a little less than halfway. Lefties 238, righties 323. So you got Sanchez, you got the new rookie home run leader, Aaron Judge, who hit his 49th and 50th yesterday, 49th to Ty McGuire, 50th to pass him. But Snell at 63. Blow-ups are there, but that's what happens in the 6K range. Big upside at $6,900. I like him quite a bit. And below that, you look at guys, and I know I don't like recommending Coors, but a guy, Tyler Anderson, at $6,200 at home. The Marlins have tons of power versus lefties. There's no sugarcoating that. Ozuna, Stanton, of course. Realmuto's not bad. Bork can hit lefties. Yelich can hit lefties. There's a lot there. But he's been very good in his short time back from the minors. He's averaging 12.6 a game at home, which is 62 is not bad. His three starts since coming back from the minors at Arizona, 20.4. Home versus San Diego, 21.1. At San Diego, 14.6. Very, very risky play, but a very contrarian play that'll be super low owned. When you look at Tyler Anderson, Marlins strike out about 20% of the time versus lefties. He's striking about 22.4% of the batters he's facing. They do have a good team total of 5.40. Lefties 328, righties 369. Extremely, extremely risky. Interesting GPP play. And the last guy I'll mention, and I probably will not use him, but I want to throw his name out there so everybody knows, is the kid pitching for the Cardinals, Mr. Deck McGuire, $4,900 at Milwaukee. I'll be looking to target against him, but he's been good out of the bullpen. He's an older player making his first career start. His first-round pick in 2010. We don't know how stretched out he's going to be as he's been working out of the bullpen. Decent strikeout rate, but nothing great. Milwaukee does strike out a lot, though. That's why I wanted to mention him. For that angle, makes it very interesting. Other than that, I don't know if you want to use him. But for $4,900, there is tremendous upside. Like when we used Woodruff on his first start, Weaver back in the day. There's a lot to like there. But A, you don't know how far this guy's going. And B, in Milwaukee against that offense, you're playing with like massive, massive petroleum fires. So be careful there. So again, your pitching recap up top, you got Chris Sale. You could look at Robbie Ray. It's just very sketchy. But you could look at Robbie Ray and keep an eye on the Severino if he makes a start. But Sale by himself up top for me. When you go to in the middle, I got Gausman 1, Lamet 2, Arrieta 3. I like them all, but I love Gausman, especially if Joseph's catching. And keep an eye on Paxton in that range. And also Alex Wood if you trust trust he can do his work in 5 or 6 innings. And when you go down below, I got Blake Snell, Tyler Anderson, Jordan Montgomery, Deck McGuire in that order. So my main guys will be Sale, Gausman, and Snell. Those are my main three. And then I'll build around with some extras if I need to. Don't forget to follow us, guys, at TheSportsDegens, TheSportsDegens.com. Recording around the bases of Bubba Mo, episode 31 tonight. We have an interview with the Arizona Diamondbacks beat reporter, Nick Picaro. Good stuff there. We have, you know, Doc will be recording his stuff with the Saturday Edge College Football. It'll be week 5 preview this week. We'll have NASCAR this weekend. We'll have, you know, power rankings. We'll have survivor picks from Richard. We'll have tons of DFS stuff coming your way. So get ready for it. Check us out, thesportsdegens.com, at thesportsdegens. Now let's get to your bats. And you got guys at the catcher's position with some power. Gary Sanchez, $4,900. Crazy price tag. We know. That's why it's always GPP with him. Facing Blake Snell, who righties can't hit. He's got some power against left-handed pitching. Big price tag that I'll probably go elsewhere, but he's definitely in play. I'd probably rather look at JT Realmuto and Coors at 4K versus Tyler Anderson. That's much more appealing to me, but still not a bad play. One of my top guys is Chris Iannetta, $3,900. We know how he loves to hit lefties. He usually bats second or fifth against them of late. And he's facing Matt Moore. The Giants' Matt Moore is hot garbage. Trust me, I know. 5-1-9 total, 6th highest total on the slate. Lefties 439, righties 319. Iannetta at 39, very, very, very much in play tonight. And then we're going to look for some savings when you're going down. You could look at guys like, Where'd they go? Yasmani Grandal at 3,400 versus Lamet isn't horrible. I can understand that one. But like, if you're not using Robbie Ray and you want to fade Robbie Ray, because right-handed bats have hit well against Robbie Ray, not like crazy good. They have shown some power against him. The Giants are just bad, period. But Posey at 3,300 is not horrible. Will be extremely contrarian in that matchup. Other than that, you look at guys like John Hicks or preferably James McCann. Hicks 31, McCann 3K against the lefty Vargas in play there. Another guy I really liked, probably my second guy after Iannetta, Stephen Vogt, $3,100 for the Brew Crew in the Miller Park against McGuire and then Cincinnati bullpen. So I like Vogt a lot at 3,100. Good upside in that matchup. Farther down you go, you got guys like Roberto Perez of the Indians against Bartolo Colon at 2,900. Could bring you some nice value there. You look at guys like Wilson Ramos, 2,800 versus Jordan Montgomery. If it's Montgomery, make sure it's there. But then another good one, Tucker Barnhart, $2,800 for the Reds in Milwaukee. Another nice, nice one here facing Zach Davies. The Reds lefties at 328, righties 311 off Zach Davies. So Barnhart at 28 does bring you a nice little return in that matchup. After that, you're going to want to check lineups. There's going to be a few more guys down there, like Andrew Knapp of the where's the other guy? Brain dead right there. Like Austin Hedges, 2,400 versus Alex Wood if you want to be different and try to hedge against Alex Wood. It's a very ballsy move. Doesn't work out too well very often, but you can go there. Martin Maldonado got you 5 points last night. Super cheap. He's 2,200 again tonight facing Chris Volstead. Another not very good pitcher. Like a blast from the past, Chris Volstead. 488 team total. Lefties 311. Righties 235. Very, 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 very small. I think he's got like 2-3 appearances. And they're out of the bullpen, so I'm not even counting those. But keep an eye on that. First base, Goldschmidt against Moore in Chase Field is outstanding at $5,400. That's a great play. Outstanding play. Yeah, guys like Freddie Freeman, and then I love Joey Votto, $5,100 against Zach Davies in Miller Park. Very, very solid play there. You got Boer and Coors, not bad. Encarnacion's 5K at home against Bartolo Colon. He's averaging 10.1 his last 10. I wanted to read you his numbers. It's just crazy what he does. It's all or nothing. 16, 0, 14, 7, 12, 18, 16. Good little five-game run there for E5. One thing I will say with the Indians, be careful. I love them. They're in a phenomenal spot today. They're priced up. You don't know what Tito's going to do because even during their winning streaks, Tito is utilizing their bench quite a bit. He'd play guys 5-6 innings without a lead, put a lot of defensive replacements in. So keep a lot of that in mind with your Indians if you play them tonight. I love Edwin at 5K, but just keep that in mind. Next up, we got the likes. You know, I got Bellinger versus Lamet at 49. Is not bad at all. Anthony Rizzo, very nice price tag. He's $4,700 against Carlos Martinez. Sure, Carlos is a really good pitcher. He's at home where he pitches better. But lefties hit him very, very well. We've seen that all year long. So Rizzo at 47 should be extremely low owned. Big upside in that matchup. If you want to be contrarian, don't want to be as safe, pretty good play. Rhys Hoskins, he's quieted down a bit. Still hitting well, facing Gio at 47 in a great hitter's ballpark in Citizens Bank. Mentioned how righties have hit Gio with a ton of power this year. So keep that in mind. The Phillies have a 4.29 total. That's like middle of the pack against a five-digit pitcher. So Rhys Hoskins at 47, very much in play. And that one, the Phillies will be very much in play, especially the right-handed Phillies bats. You got a little farther, a guy like Eric Hosmer at 4,300 versus Anibal Sanchez. Gotta love the Royals tonight. They have the second highest implied team total at 5.41. Lefties 356, righties 415 in that matchup. So when people go to Coors and other places, Hosmer and the Royals very much in play at 4,300 versus Anibal. I like that quite a bit. Like Nicky Delmonico against Parker Bridwell at 4K. Delmonico, first base outfield eligible, had a nice little night last night. 14 DraftKings points, he went 2 for 4, the double and 2 RBIs. Hitting in the middle of that order, Abreu was out yesterday, he's still day-to-day, and there's no reason to rush him back. They're not in the playoffs, let the guy get healthy. Eric Thames, you know you're playing him for his home runs. He has good home run upside against a guy like McGuire, and the rest of the Cincinnati bullpen at $4,000. Something to think about there if you want to be a little contrarian. Hanley Ramirez, 38 versus a lefty, Haps, not bad. I still just don't like what Hanley's doing, so just kind of probably keep my options elsewhere. Adam Lind versus Jake Thompson is a good play at 3,700. Lind's had a good little week or so with lots of power involved, hitting in the middle of that order. So Lind at 37, first base outfield eligible, is in play. You got Will Myers at 36 versus Wood if you want to fade Wood. Tommy Joseph versus the lefty Gio Gonzalez at 35 for some value. Definitely not a bad, you know, home run upside GPP type play there. Farther down you go, you got like Ryan Healy, crushes left-handed pitching. Paxton's not your average lefty, but he hasn't been sharp since his return. So 3,400 for Healy is contrarian. Yonder Alonso at 3,300 versus Daniel Mengden. I like that quite a bit. Told you he was a good play yesterday. He went deep, so we look at him again tonight. The farther on you go, a lot of these are big, big risks, but like Miguel Cabrera at 3,100 versus Vargas could be a play. Sam Travis, if he gets to start, $2,900 versus the lefty Hap, he does hit lefties well. You got like Dominic Smith, $2,900 versus the knuckleballer Dickey, which is risky because you don't know what a youngster could do versus the knuckleball, but he's there. Louis Valbuena, $2,700 versus Volstead. I'll keep looking at that price tag all day long if I want value with home run upside and GPPs. Another guy is Christian Walker of the Arizona Diamondbacks. 0-for-2 with a walk last night. He got the start for Goldie, who had the day off. If he makes the lineup, bunch of power in the minors. I crushed it. I believe he was the AAA player of the year, at least the PCL player of the year. Big-time power, $2,700 versus Matt Moore. Could be a nice little GPP play there in that matchup. So keep an eye on Christian Walker. Second base, you got Jose Ramirez, second base, third base, 5,400 versus Big Bart. Definitely in play there. Guy like Jose Altuve at 53 versus Hamels is worth a look, but he left with an injury yesterday. They might take it back really slow with him. There's no need to rush him back. Get him ready for the playoffs. Dozier at 48 versus Tomlin. That's a sneaky nice play. Everyone targets Dozier versus lefties. He's hitting everybody very, very well right now. Daniel Murphy had the night off last night. He's 4,700 versus Thompson. Very solid play against Thompson there. Righties are hitting 412, though. Lefties 299, so keep that in mind. But Daniel Murphy's still not a bad play at 47. Guy I like a lot is Whit Merrifield, $4,500. I don't like paying this much for Whit Merrifield. That's the problem, so I usually don't. But he's in a very good spot tonight against Anibal Sanchez, part of that Royals lineup that's expected to go bananas. Neil Walker, $4,300 versus McGuire. Very solid look in that one. Yoan Moncada's day-to-day. I love Scooter Gennett at $4,100 versus Zach Davies. There's some savings for you, like the 10th or 11th second baseman down the list in a great matchup, usually hitting behind Votto, usually hitting cleanup. Very good spot there with Scooter at $4,100. Farther down you look, you got guys like Ozzie Albies at $3,800. How that price tag has risen, but he's against Montero in a very nice spot there for you. Pedroia at 36, okay. Yolmer Sanchez at 3,500 versus Volstead, second base, third base eligible, especially if he's leading off again. I like that a lot. Good matchup there. Ian Kinsler at $3,300. The Tigers are priced down tonight facing Vargas. I like Kinsler at 33 as tremendous value. He's hitting the ball very, very well this year, averaging 12.1 his last 10, 5 homers in his last 10, 16, 7, 19, 0, 16, 23, 17, 7, 2, 14 his last 10 games. Swinging a very good bat at $3,300. That's tremendous, tremendous value. A guy like Brandon Drury at $3,300 hits lefties very, very, very well. Facing Matt Moore tonight in a great spot at $3,300. I like Drury quite a bit. I'd rather have Kinsler, but Drury's not bad if you want to stack or be contrarian. He's definitely in a great spot there. A guy like Wilmer Defoe at $3,200, second base shortstop. If he's at the top of the order, is in play. If he's at the bottom, I'd go elsewhere. Other than that, like Ryan Goings at 27 had a nice night last night. He went deep. I always mention him as a nice value play because he does have that kind of upside. Check lineups for the rest of your second baseman. Third base, you got Jose Ramirez yet again, 5,400 in play. Arenado's 54, always a great play, especially in Coors, but be careful, his wrist is hurting him. So that's why his productions might have been down the last few days. Like Travis Shaw at 5,200 versus McGuire is a great play. He's probably my top guy at third. I would rather have Ramirez as my top guy at second, take Shaw at third, if that's how you're doing it. Chris Bryant, mentioned him yesterday. The guy is straight fire right now. 24 more points in a home run yesterday, averaging 13 his last 10. Going up against Carmart, who dominates right-handed bats. So just be careful. But Bryant is, when he's hitting like this, you just let it rock and roll. Mentioned how righties hit Jake Thompson very, very well. You look at a guy like Anthony Rendon in Philadelphia at 4,700. Will be very low owned compared to the rest of the field up top there. Good play at 47. Moustakas at 42, love him versus Animal. Told you I like those Royals, especially like Hosmer Moustakas. Good stuff there. Eugenio Suarez, not bad at 42. Neither is Bregman. Like them both at 4,200. Farther down we look, you got guys like Eduardo Escobar at 4K for the Twins versus Tomlin. Very much in play. He always gets overlooked. 18 more points his last game, averaging 8.4 his last 10. But swing with some pretty decent power, too. So that could be a very nice play there at $4,000 in that matchup. Shortstop, third base eligible. Derek Dietrich at 39 with lefty on the mound. So I don't know if he'll get the start. It might be Brian Anderson, which we save some cash if he does. Again, if you're fading Sale, you get Donaldson at 3,600. That'd be one of the few guys I'd use against him. Jose Reyes, third base shortstop eligible. Continues to hit the ball well, facing Dickey at 36. He's in play. Yolmer Sanchez at 35. But another value play with your Detroit Tigers. You get Candelario at 35 if you'd like. But I like Castellanos. He's third base outfield eligible. You can get him for $3,400. He's averaging over 10 points his last 10 games. The farther down you look, you got like Marrero. He played second base last night for the Boston Red Sox. He's 3,300. He's a GPP punt type. Nothing too crazy there. Farther down we look, Yoan Camargo, $3,300 versus Montero, third base shortstop. That's a good value play in that matchup, Yoan Camargo. Other than that, you're going to have to check lineups and see what pops for you. Like J.P. Crawford, third base shortstop at $2,800 versus Gio Gonzalez could be in play. Got Louis Valbuena at $2,700, Matt Chapman at $2,700. Those are kind of your GPP plays. If Brian Anderson starts for the Marlins at third base instead of Dietrich, because there's a lefty on the mound, Brian Anderson in Coors is $2,700. Brian Anderson has a ton of power in the minors, big-time prospect for the Marlins. could throw up a complete goose egg, but at $2,700 is ridiculous. They got like Villanueva for the Padres at 24 as well, but check your lineups and see what's going on. Shortstop, you got Lindor at 56. That's a great play. Again, Indians, make sure you don't know what their playing time is. Hopefully a report would come out and let us know. But Bogarts at 46, I like. Polanco at 45 versus Tomlin's not bad either. If you want to save some cash, you look at guys like Didi Gregorius at 43, hits lefties very, very well. I love Zach Cozart at 43. We target him heavy versus lefties, but he's been hitting righties just fine. Power bat this year. So Cozart at 43. Marwin Gonzalez went deep last night. Got Simeon at 42. Loves lefties. Loves lefties. The farther down you go, I mentioned Eduardo Escobar at 4K. Like Elvis Andrews at 39 is not horrible, but it is Keuchel, so you got to respect it. Tim Anderson at 37 versus Bridwell. I like that a lot, especially if he's hitting towards the top of the order. Jose Reyes at 36. Mentioned him earlier. Good play there. Miguel Rojas had a big night last night at the bottom of the Marlins order. 20 DraftKings points, couple doubles in that matchup. He's 3,400 tonight versus Tyler Anderson, so that's a nice cheaper piece of the Marlins pie. If Brian Anderson makes the lineup for the Marlins, he'll be hitting towards the bottom. Like Rojas could be a nice little mini stack that'll be contrarian because everyone goes Ozuna and Stanton and Bohr and Yelich and all that stuff. You can start at the bottom. Even start with Realmuto if you want to pay up. Go Realmuto, Anderson, Rojas, stuff like that. See how the lineup comes out. You got the likes of Azurbo Cabrera at 3K. Is really, really cheap for Sticky. Second base shortstop eligible. That's not bad at all. Guy like Orlando Arcia for the Brew Crew versus McGuire at 2,800. J.P. Crawford, 2,800. Ryan Goings, 2,700. These are some of the cheaper options you can definitely look at when you're building and see what you like. Now let's head to the outfield and see where we wrap up our bats. You know, you got the usual suspects, Stanton and Coors at 57. Aaron Judge at 56 is straight fire. Blackman and Coors at 55, all great plays. I absolutely love J.D. Martinez in Coors versus Matt Moore at 54. That's where I'm going to start. I have no problem with the other three. You can sprinkle them in some lineups. J.D. Martinez, my guy. Mike Trout, I talk about him every day. He's a double-digit machine. 21 more points in a home run last night with the stolen base. He's 5,300 versus Volstead. He will be in lineups for me as well. Mookie Betts left after having a good start to his day, 10 points early on, then day-to-day. So see if he's in the lineup. He'd be a great spot versus Hap, but we don't know if he's there. Bryce Harper was supposed to get activated yesterday, still did not. He's 5,300 if he cracks the lineup. You got Ozuna and Coors at 52. Great play there. But JD, Trout, 1-2 for me. All great plays, though. And Bellinger at 42 or 49. Justin Upton at 47, another good spot for him tonight. He put up 8 points for us. He's averaging 13.3 his last 10. I like the Trout-Upton 1-2 punch if you want to just go there and not go more. Domingo Santana at 47 versus McGuire, and bullpen is not bad at all. Always overlooked, having a great year. Got like guys like Rhys Hoskins at 47. Eddie Rosario at 46 is in a great spot versus Josh Tomlin. For Rosario will be very, very overlooked. If you're playing Cardinals, you got Pham and Fowler at 46 are both good plays. If you're playing them, don't mind that at all. AJ Pollock versus Matt Moore at 45 is a great play. Pollock is heating up, does hit lefties with a ton of power. He's averaging 12.2 his last 10 games. So Pollock in a very, very, very good spot versus Matt Moore tonight. Buxton's not bad at 44. Marwin Gonzalez at 43. Yelich and Coors at 43. I like that a lot. You're getting a big discount compared to 52 for Ozuna, 57 for Stanton. Yelich's in a very good spot. It is lefty-lefty, so keep that in mind. But 43, not bad. Schwarber, 42 is not bad either for the power upside. But Gerardo Parra at 4,200 in Coors, very solid stuff there. Jay Bruce versus Colon at 41, I like. Melky Cabrera at 41 versus Anibal Sanchez is sneaky nice in that matchup. Haniger double-donged yesterday. I told you he could hit righties or lefties. That was a cheap price. He proved it. He's 4,100 versus Mengden tonight, and I'm still giving him a hard look because he's hitting the ball very, very well right now. Got Delmonico at 4K, K with a Chris Davis at 4K, Eric Thames at 4K, kind of all your GPP upside players right there. The farther down we look, Cameron Maybin, 3,900 versus Cole Hamels. I don't mind that at all as a cheaper GPP play. Maybin from the right side can't hit Hamels well at times. The guy's like Billy Hamilton at 3,800. I like him a lot this matchup for Zach Davies. He's in his two games back from the DL, 8 points and 14 points. He's getting it done, getting on, trying to steal. I know he got thrown out or picked off, but he's showing his speed. He's good to go at 3,800. Schebler at 38, always also a great spot in that Reds matchup versus Davies. You guys like Inciarte and Marquegas at 3,800 with Montero, both very solid plays. Aaron Altherr, we know he crushes left-handed pitching. He's 3,800 bucks for his Geo. That's a sneaky nice play right there with some value. Steven Souza at 37 is not bad at all. Ben Gamel at 37 is okay. Duvall at 37 for GPPs are okay. Again, there's Adam Lind at 37. We like him quite a bit. Max Kepler's day-to-day, if he cracks the lineup versus Tallman at 36, he's got tremendous upside in that matchup. Jesse Winker, if he's leading off at 36, is good versus Davies. Nick Williams, I know it's lefty-lefty, he's 36, so just keep an eye on that. The Grandy Man's 36 versus Lamet, if you want to be contrarian, just because no one's playing him because he's so bad right now. But it's a good matchup for him. Lefties have hit Lamet very, very well. Farther out you go, again, you get Nick Castellanos here at 3,400, which is just stealing. Same with Cole Calhoun. He let him off last night. Series out in the lineup at 3,400 for Calhoun. Nice piece of that Angels lineup. Farther down you look, you guys like Jason Worth at 34 is in play for the Nationals versus Thompson. Definitely in play there. Odubel Herrera, 3,300, lefty-lefty, though, so be careful. Hunter Renfro, 3,300, with some power versus Alex Wood. I like that quite a bit. Another cheapie I love, and I mention him all the time, and his price tag never changes, is Robbie Grossman. He's 3,200 bucks for the Twins versus Josh Tomlin. 16 points his last game out, 7, 16 in his last three. He has tremendous upside when he's playing well, and he's a good switch hitter. Grossman at 32 as a value is not that bad at all. You slide down some more, and it gets interesting. You know, Hunter Pence kind of heating up. He went deep yesterday. He's averaging 10.1 his last 10. He's got two homers in his last 10. Again, Robbie Ray's been very, very good this year, but in that live ballpark and chase, righties have shown some power versus him. So if you're fading him and get Pence at 3,200, it's not horrible. Span's 3,200. I'd take Pence over Span, but both interesting plays. Brandon Moss, 3,100 with some GPP power upside versus Animal Sanchez. He's quieted down for that nice little hot streak he was on, but still an intriguing GPP option. Jason Hayward at 3K versus Carmart is interesting. Not my favorite play at all, but interesting. You scroll down farther, and it just gets – you got to check lineups. There's a bunch of options down here. Someone always pops out when the lineups come out. There were a couple I saw last night that could be like Brett Phillips at 2,700 for the Brew Crew, a cheap piece of that option lineup. Mac Williamson at 27 for the Giants versus the lefty in Ray with power, like GPP only stuff. Austin Hayes at 2,600 for Baltimore. Baltimore loses their DH, so keep that in mind. But Hayes, good young prospect, 2,600 in the outfield. There's a couple other, like Navarro for Detroit. He's first base outfield eligible. He's 2,500, but I think he's only a lefty, so he probably won't crack the lineup. I know there's a couple more down here. Where'd he go? One was stupid cheap. Lane Adams is always interesting for the Braves. He can get on and run versus Montero at 2,400. Where'd he go? We're almost there. It's Victor Robles. I know it's righty-righty. We mentioned how righties hit Thompson very, very well. Robles is 2,200 bucks. If he cracks the lineup, I'm playing him just for the value and the upside. 2,200 bucks for a guy that has multi-hit ability, power, speed, combo at 2,200 bucks. I wanted to mention him because we've been getting around 24 to 27. 22 is the cheapest I've seen in a while. So there's a lot to like there. We'll check lineups for everything else. Recapping your pitching at Sale and Ray up top. Keep an eye on Severino, but Sale's pretty much the only guy I might use a Ray if I make a lot of lineups, but I'm trying to keep it low this time of year because it's just so much stupid stuff happening out there. In your middle range, Gossman, Lamet, Arrieta, keep an eye on Wood and Paxton if you want to roll the dice on pitch counts, but I'm all about Gossman right now. And then down below, Snell, Montgomery, Anderson, McGuire. Pretty much Sale, Gossman, and Snell are my main three, one in each price range, and then I'll build some others around those names. Let's look at your BVP and take this on home for you. 15-game slate. Gary Sanchez, 3-for-8, a double and 2 homers off Blake Snell. So, yeah, he likes Blake. As we mentioned, $4,900. Cameron Rupp was that catcher I was thinking about versus Gio, 5-for-14, 2 doubles. Tommy Joseph and Freddie Galvis have both taken him deep twice. Cesar Hernandez once. Small samples with Michael Taylor, 2-for-4 with a homer off Jake Thompson. Daniel Murphy, 4-for-7 with a double. John Jaso, 6-for-14, 2 doubles and a triple off Gossman. Chris Young, 5-for-18, a double, 2 homers off Happ. Pedroia's taken him deep 3 times. Hanley once. Betts once. Not good at, as a team, though, hit .199. Kendrys Morales, 2 homers. Josh Donaldson, 2 homers off of Sale as a team, hitting .173. Jason Kipnis, 4-for-11, 2 doubles, 2 homers off Bartolos. Carlos Santana, 2 homers. Jay Bruce, 2 homers. Edwin Encarnacion, 1 homer. I forgot to mention Carlos Santana. He's always a good play, especially because he's cheaper than Edwin. Jason Castro, 5-for-9, 2 doubles off Josh Tomlin. Eddie Rosario, who I liked, 7-for-16, 2 homers. Joe Mauer, 13-for-32, 2 doubles. Dozier and Kepler have both taken him deep as well. Asdrubal Cabrera, 8-for-26, 2 doubles, a triple, and 3 home runs off the knuckle. And he's 3K. Good value second base shortstop there for you. Zach Cozart, 6-for-16, 2 doubles and a triple off Davies. Schebler, Peraza, Votto, and Duvall have all taken him deep. Dexter Fowler, 4-for-6, a double off Arrieta. Grichuk, 7-for-20, 3 doubles, a triple, and 2 homers. Piscotty, Yachty, and Carpenter have all taken him deep as a team hitting .213. Zobrist, 7-for-22, 2 doubles. Rizzo's taken Carmart deep 3 times, hitting .265 with a double, a triple, and 3 homers. Chris Bryant, Wilson Contreras, Ian Happ, and Rene Rivera have all taken Carmart deep. Mike Napoli, 5-for-16, a double, 2 homers off Keuchel. Ryan Rua, 7-for-18, 2 doubles. Beltre, 17-for-58. It's a .293 average, 6 doubles, 2 homers. It's a pretty good sample there. Nomar Mazara, 6-for-17, 2 doubles. Not bad stuff, surprisingly. Gattis, 7-for-23, 3 homers off Cole Hamels. Altuve, 6-for-18 with a homer. Brian McCann hitting .266 with 7 doubles and 3 homers and 64 at-bats. Beltran's taken him deep 3 times. Tyler White once. Justin Upton, 4-for-7 with a double and a triple off Volstead. Whit Merrifield, 4-for-6 off Anibal. Melky Cabrera, 18-for-42, 3 doubles and a triple. A .429 average off of Sanchez. Hosmer's hitting .350, 14-for-40, 4 doubles and a homer. Butera's taking a deep. Moustakas, Cuthbert, Escobar, and Kane have all had homers off of Anibal, the team hitting .285. Megan Cabrera, 6-for-24, doubles and a homer off Vargas. Ian Kinsler hitting .359, 3,300 tonight, 23-for-64, 8 doubles, 2 homers, 2 triples. Motic's got 2 bombs off of him. Jacoby Jones has 1. Castellanos taking him deep twice as well. So good value with Detroit against Vargas. Very good value. If you want to mix some of that value in, kind of like the Mariners last night, Tigers are your value tonight. Cargo, 2-for-7 with a homer off Urena. Parra's taking him deep. Arenado as well. Yeah, Tyler Anderson hasn't seen much. The only history against Anderson, this is it. Ozuna's 2-for-2, 2 singles. AJL is 2-for-3, 2 singles. Dietrich's 0-for-2. Stanton's 0-for-2. Yelich's 0-for-3 with 2 strikeouts. And Rojas 0-for-2. That's it. Only 15 plate appearances for the Rockies versus Anderson. Ketel Marte, 3-for-3, 2 doubles off Matty Moore. Jake Lamb, 4-for-12, a double, triple, and a homer. But I just don't trust Lamb at all. Goldschmidt, 5-for-14 with a double and a homer. Drury's hitting close to .300 as well in that matchup. Hunter Pence, 6-for-12, 2 doubles off Ray. Panic, 5-for-11 with a double. Hundley, 4-for-14, a double and a homer. Hundley went deep last night. Another cheap catcher option if you need him. Ryan Healy, 4-for-9 with a double off Paxton. Perella, 3-for-5, a double and a homer off Alex Wood. Myers, 4-for-13. There's your BVP. There's your quick hits. Tuesday edition. Hope everybody has a good Tuesday. We get it in. Again, check us out on Twitter at TheSportsDegens. thesportsdegens.com, and I am on Twitter at BDIntric to help you with your fantasy needs. But let's get it in. Interesting pitching, interesting, you know, pitch counts, some start sits, some not going the distance on the field and on the mound. So pay attention to it all, and let's get it in. MLB DFS Quick Hits, Tuesday, September 26th edition. I'm out.
Life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance, because you'll feel protected no matter how the wind blows. Also, you can keep enjoying the home of your dreams. And our expert agents can help you save up to 23% when you bundle home with auto. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote? Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.